伊那早起的经文是记载伫《列王纪上》第二十二章第一到十七、廿九到三六，请咱起立，一齐开声来读上帝话语。阿兰国甲以色列国三年无征战，到第三年，犹大王约沙法落去见以色列王。以色列王对神仆讲：“恁毋知影基列的拉伯是属阮的吗？阮检通征战无顶当，无对阿兰王手内夺转来吗？”阿哈问约沙法讲：“你肯同我去攻取基列的拉伯吗？”约沙法对以色列王讲：“你我无分彼此，我的面甲你的面一样，我的马甲你的马一样。”约沙法对以色列王讲：“请你先求问耶和华。”于是以色列王召集先知约有四百人，问因讲：“阮上去攻取基列的拉伯，通啊毋通？可以？”因讲：“通上去。”因为主必将迄个城交伫王的手内。约沙法讲：“即搭毋是还有耶和华的先知，咱可以求问伊吗？”以色列王对约沙法讲：“还有一个人是因拉的囝米该亚，咱可以托伊求问耶和华。只是我好呢，因为伊指着我所讲的预言，无讲好话，单讲歹话。”约沙法讲：“王不必按你讲，这样讲。”以色列王就调了一个太监来，讲：“你进去将因拉的囝米该亚调来。”以色列王甲犹大王约沙法伫撒玛利亚城门前的空场顶，各穿朝服，坐伫位顶，所有的先知都伫因面前讲预言。基拿那的囝西底家做了两个铁角，讲。耶和华按你讲，你要用这个角抵触阿兰人，直到将因灭尽。凡所有的先知也都只有预言讲，通上激烈的拉伯去，你连得胜，因为耶和华必将迄个城交伫王的手中。迄个调米该亚的使者对米该亚讲，将先知一嘴同音，下都向王讲好话，你不如甲因讲一样的话。也讲何话？米该亚讲：“我指着永生的耶和华起誓，耶和华对我讲什么，我就讲什么。”米该亚到王面前，王问伊讲：“米该亚，阮上去攻取基列的拉伯，通啊毋通？”伊回答讲：“可以上去，必然得胜。耶和华必将迄个城交伫王的手中。”王对伊讲：“我当吩咐你几摆。”你这奉耶和华的名向我讲实话呢？米该亚讲：“我看见以色列证明山伫山顶，亲像无牧人的羊群一样。”耶和华讲：“这民无主人，因可以平平安安，会各归各家去。”以色列王甲犹大王约沙法上激烈的列伯去了。以色列王对约沙法讲：“我要改装上阵。”你可以来穿王服，以色列王就改装上阵。先是阿兰王吩咐伊的三十二个车兵长讲：“因的兵种无论大小，恁拢毋通甲因征战，只要甲以色列王征战。”车兵长看见约沙法，便讲：“这必是以色列王。”就转过去甲伊征战。约沙法便呼喊。车兵长看起毋是以色列王，就转身无对伊了。有一个人随便开枪，拄好射入以色列王的脚旁内。王对赶车的讲：“我受了重伤，你转过车来，拖我出阵吧。”迄日天色愈渐愈明，有人和父王徛伫车顶，抵挡阿兰人到暗暝，王就死了因。对于相处留在车中，约在日落的时阵，号令传遍军中，讲各归本城，各归本队吧。愿主赐福家己的父母，谢谢。
各位平安。
Peace to all of you。
有人讲，伫新约嘅时阵做基督徒，比旧约亲像较艰苦。
Some people say it's harder to be a New Testament Christian than an Old Testament one。
其实你若好好去想吼，新约有较爽。
But when you really think about it, it's actually better to be in the New Testament.
因为在新约到上帝面前，你免带牛带羊来啊。
Because you don't need to bring sheep or cattle to the Lord anymore.
然后咱主要带着这生命到上帝面前来敬拜。
And we only have to worship God in spirit and in truth.
但是呢，有人讲，为什么讲旧约吼，跟新约，为什么讲新约较艰苦呢？
But why is it that some people say it's harder to worship in the New Testament time?
因为吼，特别要明白上帝心意。
Maybe because it is harder to understand the will of God.
Because in
Old Testament times, people can use the Urim and the Thummim to consult God's will.
And maybe
God will even reveal himself verbally to people.
Like now, your child is asking,
If your daughter were to ask you, Father, should I be accepting this person who's courting me?
那假使你暗暝的时阵，忽然间上帝跟你讲，这个啦，你听了偌爽嘞，知影是啥啊？
Wouldn't it be easier if that night you go to sleep and there's a voice that whispers yes?
但是无这个情形发生啊。
But that's not what happened.
所以呢，咱伫这个生命、这个路途，伫咱咧做决定的时阵。
So as we face the crossroads of our lives, what decisions do we make? What basis do we use to make those decisions? In this passage, you see two situations. The first is that what most people base their decisions on.
And
the second is the basis that a Christian, a believer of God, should be using.
And if you look at the 22nd chapter, you see this.规个故事伫作者咧写的时阵，予咱看到一般人的决定是根据什么利益啊
？You will see in the first few verses of chapter 22 that people make decisions based on personal profit.
所以换一句话讲，你要决定的代志，到底想起来，到底这个对我有利益啊无
？So oftentimes when you make a decision, we would consider whether the choice would bring us personal benefit or not.
你若用一个国语来讲。
If we were speaking it in Mandarin,
讲这个划不划算
it will be whether or not this is worthwhile.
啊，是讲咧普通咱福建话来讲，会惊你咧，袂惊你。
Is it worth it for me?
所以，真侪时阵，咱咧决定用这个利益来做一个标准。
And a lot of times, we use the personal benefit as a standard of our decisions.
因为哦，这个作者吼，伫这段经文里面，你看到有几项代志，拢予咱看到因的决定，拢总用利益。
When you look at the passage, you see that many of the people in this chapter make decisions based on their own profit. In chapter 22, it says, For 3 years, Syria and Israel continued without war. Why was it important for the author of the Bible to mention that they had not been at war for 3 years? Because if you look back to chapter 20, we see that the king of Syria and Israel were at war. And we even see Ben-Hadad fighting against Israel twice. The first time he lost. He built up his army again, attacked again, and lost again.And in his defeat,
然后一落尾，这个以色列王阿哈王无怕死了这个便哈达。
King Ahab of Israel failed to kill Ben-Hadad.
那其实是上帝爱伊讲，这个敌人你都该怕。
Even though God wanted him to kill Ben-Hadad,
但是因为无怕，上帝讲啥物，刷落去你放这个人，然后伊的命你要取代。
And because King Ahab did not kill him, the Lord said, Because you have let go of your hand the man whom I have devoted to destruction, your life shall be for his life. And so you see that these were opposing nations at that time.
虽然这个时候阿兰王打输，是不是代表因无敌对呢？
And just because Ben-Hadad had been defeated, does that necessarily mean they now get along? Is that why they haven't fought for 3 years? But when you look at history, you come to understand why they hadn't been fighting for 3 years. The thing is, the king of Syria actually had the power at this time. He was not engaging, not because he had a lack of manpower. He had that power. But why was he not at war? Because something else happened during this time. And that is the king of Assyria. They were very strong and were attacking these nations from the west. So that 12 nations decided to ally themselves. And so that alliance can fight together against their invaders. And that is why Syria and Israel were considered strong nations at that time. In other words, we're not talking about Syria at a time when their nation is weak. And neither is Israel weak at this point in time. They're both strong nations, and why were they not at war? Didn't they used to be at war? Why are they not at war anymore? The main reason? Is that they have a common enemy. Because when we are both enemies of this common person, then suddenly we are friends. And the Chinese would say, people would say, there are no forever friends. And there are no forever enemies. But there's always forever profit. In other words, because they had a common invader, all of a sudden Syria and Israel were allies. And for that reason, they did not fight for 3 years. And they had this tentative peace for 3 years because of personal benefit. It's very clear. That is the first fact that this passage presents to us. And then there's the second fact. And that is that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel. Why did he visit? We know here that Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and Ahab, king of Israel, were actually related by marriage. Because we know that Jehoshaphat's son was married to Ahab's daughter.
So,
so the king of Israel and the king of Judah were actually in-laws. And that is why King Jehoshaphat came down to visit King Ahab. And when he visited, during that time, King Ahab of Israel said to his servants, do you know that Ramoth Gilead belongs to us? Shall we go take it back? Why would Ahab say that? You have to remember that Ramoth Gilead was at this point under Syrian rule. Now, this is a territory that was to the east of the Jordan River.
So, why would this time, this Israelite say what?
But why would Ahab say that this belonged to them? Now we have to understand a bit of the background. Ramoth Gilead belonged to the part of Kingdom of Israel during David's reign. And then eventually Syria took over that land. After some time, as you may remember, Syria and Israel engaged in war. And then eventually, Ben-Hadad of Syria lost. And then he said,
阮拢总要献乎你。
That he would return to Israel whatever was there.
但是这个时阵哦，既然阿兰拢安尼讲了
，And since the king of Syria had said that，
所以原则上就将这个列物这个地就归回去乎以色列国。
Supposedly Ramoth Gilead should also be restored to Israel。
但是这个时阵，这个阿兰拢也未可以。
But at this point in time, the king of Syria still hadn't yielded Ramoth Gilead。
所以这个原因哦，以色列王阿哈王就讲啥物？我这个是属于咱的，咱就该干哪？
That is why King Ahab would say at this point that Ramoth Gilead belongs to us and that he wants to take it back. It sounds very reasonable, doesn't it? It is theirs and he wants to take it back. And it is a loss if they do not claim what seems to be rightfully theirs. So for the sake of personal benefit, he should take back this land.
所以你会看到讲，哎，这个要退地还是利益为最标准。
And so we see that it is also for the sake of personal benefit that Ahab wants to reclaim Ramoth Gilead.
当然，这个物件本身是合理的利益。
Of course, it is a reasonable thing to claim.
所以你会看到这个是第二样代志，就这段经文你会看到。
And that's the second thing you see in this passage.
然后第三项代志你会看到。
The third fact.
因为既然这个时阵约沙法去见阿哈王
，is that since Jehoshaphat was visiting King Ahab.
然后这个阿哈王就这个所在，然后讲要。
King Ahab was claiming that they wanted to take back Ramoth Gilead.
那现在呢？这个阿哈王就召约沙法讲，咱一齐来去退。
And King Ahab invited Jehoshaphat to be on board to together take back Ramoth Gilead. Why would he invite Jehoshaphat? Well, there are two reasons. The first reason could be that they are actually in-laws. The second reason is that since this was a territory that belonged to David's kingdom, once they take it back, it could theoretically be split between Israel and Judah. So it's also very reasonable for them to take back the land together to split among themselves. It is for their mutual benefit. And then you see that for most people, the basis that we use is personal benefit. And we see that at the world at large, for nations, for the church, for business, for the family, people make decisions based on personal benefit.
你看到中美这个战争，这个贸易战，嘛是利益。
There exist trade wars between the U.S. and China because of personal benefit.
然后你也注意去看现在香港一个大的问题，来讨论是迄个毒贩的例。
And in fact,
这犯罪了，咱差不多会做引导啊，未做引导，这个也是咧大讲的讲代志。
And in Hong Kong, people also are debating a lot of criminal law.
然后你也看台湾这个时阵，为着开始咧竞选。
And in Taiwan, people are facing a lot of choices for their president. And oftentimes, even in the family, people argue because of personal benefit. And so you see that for a lot of our decisions, our basis is actually personal benefit. And that's what I want to mention.
So, 一般咱的决定根据利益。
That most of the time, our decisions are based on personal benefit. We don't have to look far. Let's just talk about a visit to the buffet. Oftentimes, the question when we go to a buffet is whether we can or not we can get our money's worth. Who gets a better deal when she goes when I go? Who gets the better deal? We don't know. But a lot of the more elderly like to say that when you get to a certain age, you can't eat your money's worth at a buffet. And it has to be the young people who can go and get their money's worth. Many years ago, When I just started here in UACM, I often had the opportunity to have Sunday dinner with the Benedictian family. And there was one time when all the adults went and the kids did not. And we went to Tom Sawyer. You're probably my age if you know this restaurant. And we had at Tom Sawyer.
Eat all you can tempura.
Eat all you can tempura. I remember that it was on Quezon Boulevard. And there was about a dozen of us. And we ate to the point where I lost count of how many dozens of tempura I had eaten. But then something happened. The people from the kitchen came out and told us they had run out of shrimp. We actually ate up all their stock of prawn.
Now, let
me ask you, did we get our money's worth?
Huh?
Half. Because they ran out. If they still had more prawn, then we would have really gotten their money's worth. Is it worthwhile to do something or not? Recently, I've studied how the elderly approach a buffet. Do you know how they get their money's worth? They teach each other to first start with fruits. Brother Gido is smiling. Because that's how he starts eating. And the good thing with fruits is that you digest them in half an hour. And you've already finished the first step of getting all the nutrients from the fruits. But don't fill up on fruits. You eat some fruits. And then next, No, you have to end with vegetables. You know what you should move on to? Seafood. Because seafood is expensive. And you can eat the most expensive things first. And after the seafood,
a steak.
You can move on to the protein. To the steak. And then, that's when you eat your vegetables. But avoid carbohydrates. Because they fill you up. It's not worth it.
So, you see,
in all of our decisions in life, we try to calculate and evaluate if it's worth it or not. And that's the very basis of all our decisions. But then I have a question. As God's children, should personal profit be the main motivation of our decisions? Because as fallen sinners, we are all about ourselves. And we are always asking, what's in it for me? Because this is a very natural manifestation of our self-centeredness. And that's why we always want to know, is it worth it for me or not? But the fact is, that as God's children, that shouldn't be our primary basis. It could be something we consider as well. But our primary basis, the Christian's basis, should be God's will. How do we say that? When King Ahab invited King Jehoshaphat to fight along him, something happens in verse 5. I'll read it.
Jehoshaphat对以色列王说什么？请你先求问耶和华。
And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, inquire first for the word of the Lord.
所以你看到这个约沙法，这个对神哦有这个敬虔的决心。
And you see how Jehoshaphat had a desire to serve the Lord.
你讲，未怕以前，来，咱先问什么呀？问耶和华。
Before they engaged in battle, he wanted to inquire of the word of the Lord.
所以这个约沙法的心中哦，唔是会怕未怕神。
So we see that in Jehoshaphat's heart, it wasn't just about whether or not he wanted to battle. What he wanted to know was what God wanted. And then what happened? Then the king of Israel said that he had prophets. He had 400 prophets. And all 400 prophets said that they should go to battle. All 400 prophets says, go up, for the Lord will give it into your hand. And after King Ahab did this, Jehoshaphat said, is there not here another prophet of the Lord of whom we may inquire? Is there not here another prophet of the Lord? In other words, prophets do exist. But we have to consider if the person is a prophet of the Lord. Because a lot of the times, if someone's a prophet of the Lord, then he will surely be a few things. And he will surely say God's word. A true prophet of the Lord cannot just say whatever he wants to say. He cannot just say whatever people want to hear. He cannot just say things that benefit himself. He has to say the word of God. That is a true prophet of the Lord. The Old Testament teaches us three principles in discerning whether or not someone is a real prophet. The first principle is whether or not the prophet's words are come true 100%.
你会记得较早淡薄有人讲阿哈王，你放了阿兰王，落尾你的命得较取代伊的机会。
Remember in chapter 20 when it said that King Ahab's life will be for Ben-Hadad's life.
然后你也看头前面咱读的经文，落尾阿哈王死的呀。
You may remember that at the end of the passage we read today, Ahab died.
这有死法的。
And how did he die?
因为伊换装了，坐伫车顶啊。
He dressed as a soldier anonymously. And a random arrow killed him.
So you see the
first principle is that a true prophet's words will come true 100%. The second
principle is that
a true prophet's revelations will not be against the already established revelation of the Bible. In other words, God will not reveal new things that go against older things he has said. And the reason? Is that all the prophets, whether of the Old or New Testament, all speak things that come from the same God. And since it is the same God, he does not contradict himself. The third principle is that a true prophet will always lead people back to the Lord. And when you understand this, you can look at this passage and you see the prophets, but many of them are not prophets of the Lord. They had 400 prophets. But what these prophets were saying was just whatever the king wanted to hear. Why did they want to say things the king wanted to hear? Well, the simple reason is that they benefit from saying what the king wants to hear.
And
you get to see that at the end of the day, their ulterior motive is still personal benefit. Because a true servant of God, a true prophet of the Lord, will reveal God's will.
So you see, And
that's why Jehoshaphat said, is there not here another prophet of the Lord? In other words, Jehoshaphat didn't emphasize what these 400 prophets said. Brothers and sisters, take note that just because a lot of prophets say something doesn't mean it's necessarily right. So if 100 people tell you you are pretty, don't just be happy yet.
Maybe
one person would have the courage to tell you the truth that you are ugly. And there's truth. But brothers and sisters, all these 400 prophets, when they were consulted, like most people, we consult prophets too. Some people might try to throw lots. Some people would try to consult fortunes. Sometimes we consult feng shui. Is it okay to do all of that? Brothers and sisters, those should not be the basis of our decision. Even though there are often times there for people to consult, we shouldn't. What we should look for is a true prophet of the Lord. That's why Jehoshaphat asks, is there not here another prophet of the Lord? Someone mentioned that there was Micaiah. And when people went to
Micaiah,
Micaiah just said, okay, just tell them whatever they want to hear. And we know that he was trying to be mischievous about it. And when he arrived and he was asked if the Lord said they could go, Micaiah said, sure, go ahead. But the king knew that he was just kidding. And he pressed him to tell the truth. And in the end, we know.
代表那个其实John王知影，伊无咧讲上帝话，你知。
That the king probably knew whenever the prophet was not truly revealing God's will. And he pressed him to tell them God's will. And when he did, the answer was no. And still, they persisted and went. And so you see that as we make decisions, what is our basis? It should not be personal benefit. It should be God's will. How God's will is manifested in our lives. There's a question then. How do we know God's will in this time? That's a very practical question, isn't it? How do we know? So there are a few principles I want to share with you. But before I do, I want to mention that many years ago, I was in Taiwan. And I preached at a certain church. And after the church, the leaders of the church treated me to a meal. And when they were treating me to the meal, they invited me to consider pastoring there. And they told me a few things. Firstly, they offered me a salary of 80,000 Taiwan dollar a month. Now, back then, I was making around 10,000 Taiwan dollar a month. Back then, in UECM. 80,000 Taiwan dollars. Then they offered a new car for me. And they offered free lodging. And then they offered free tuition for all of my children.
Wow.
Is that a good offer? Not bad. So during the meal, near the end of the meal. It was hard to swallow that meal, quite frankly. They had expensive dishes. But there was a lot of pressure. But I went to the restroom. And an elder followed me to the restroom. I got someone accompanying me to the restroom.
Even.
And there in the restroom, he asked me, Pastor, how high are the chances of you accepting? How would you reply? What should we reply usually? The default. The best default answer is always to say, I'll pray about it. We'll see how the Lord leads. That's oftentimes the answer to a lot of questions. But for some reason, I just know that it was a very tough meal to swallow because of all the pressure, and I had been praying all this time. So I didn't reply that I would pray about it. Instead, I asked him, you offer a very high salary of 80,000. And you're offering a free car, free lodging, and free tuition. That sounds like such a great offer. Then I said, if after I hear about all of these perks, I immediately say yes. Do you want that kind of pastor? He said no. And I said, then why are you even asking me? Then why are you even asking me? A lot of the time, our decisions is based on our personal desires. I can tell myself that it's the same. I can serve the Lord in Taiwan or in the Philippines. I can tell myself it's even better to minister in Taiwan. Because there I can speak Fujian and Fujianese and Mandarin, not Tagalog or English. It seems like a very good scenario. It seems very reasonable, even. But we must remember, is that our decision should not be based on personal benefit, but rather the will of God. Thank God, even though I don't have an 80,000 Taiwan dollar salary, I am still very well fed, aren't I? God has still given me many blessings. And I praise the Lord that I get to share a church with you. It's a beautiful thing to get to serve together, isn't it? Do you understand what I'm saying? What God's will is more important. But how do we know God's will? We go back to the Bible. Because everything is already here. And when we bring a submissive heart to read the Bible, we have to remember that the Bible is the Word of God. It doesn't just contain the Word of God. It's a very important. It's important to remember that the Bible doesn't just contain the Word of God, but the Bible is the Word of God. And since the Bible is the Word of God, we know that every single word from beginning to end is His revelation. And we ought to live according to what the Bible teaches us. Recently in the Philippines,
台湾对不住啊，台湾最近真歹。
Now it's unfortunate that in Taiwan.
啊，招牌话对不住两个台湾人底下。
I unfortunately want to say this despite the Taiwanese among us.
因为台湾最近因通过同性的婚姻嘛。
Quite unfortunately, Taiwan recently legalized same-sex marriage.
然后最近啊。統計了頭一擺有536對結婚啊。
And 536 couples have tried to get married since.
然後菲律賓什麼大事發生啊？
And then there's the Philippines.
你若注意去看有咧做一個survey，到底會做還是不會做？
Recently there has been a poll about whether or not we will legalize same-sex unions.
所以我直直去no no no no死啊！
And I keep trying to vote no.
伊讲除了 no， 伊讲 already voted， 但是又未得去咯。
And every time I press no， it will tell me that I already voted.
啊，我都无，我当叫做 vote 错。
And I can't vote again.
Then now Andrew Lewson.
And then Andrew Lewson.
啊，这个 Cityland 叫 Andrew Lewson.
From Cityland.
Then now 伊甲我讲，伊 Viber 问讲咪讲。
He sent me a Viber message.
伊讲有一个方法。
A way.
你有法当直直 vote， 直直 vote， 直直 vote。
To vote again and again。
啊，一下子一家合，一家合，得几点合，几点合。
He actually showed us screen caps。
比如讲，我若寄一份给你，你遐计再开会做 vote no。
Of how I can click a link from a different place and vote no。
那是我上迄个 link 去 no， 第二摆去。Already voted,
but. But if I use the same link, then it will tell me I already voted.
Then he said something.
And then he said.
He has 10,000 people.
That there's been 10,000 people.
Then he will use that method. I can get 10,000 answers.
Who are using that very method to take 10 to get 10 million votes?
So this is very powerful.
And that's very scary. This morning.
Wow.Yes, 54% of the votes.
53% of the votes say yes.
54% say yes.
53%.
46% say no.
Only 46% are for no.
你倒去跟鬼 no, 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 好不？
Go home and vote, all right?
因为这个物件没问上帝旨意啊。
We don't need to pause and consider if this is God's will.
因为跟他不是上帝旨意啊。
Why?Because the Bible already clearly tells us that marriage is between a man and a woman. You understand what I'm saying? You don't need to pause and pray if this is God's will. Because the Bible already clearly says so. But sometimes, there are two things that we commit.The first,
because we don't
is that we sometimes do not teach the Bible holistically. And we like to approach it just from one side. We like to read the side of the Bible that we like and we ignore the parts we don't like.
And
someone who does that is not a true prophet of the Lord. And that is very dangerous. And the second danger we commit is that when we read the Bible, we sometimes feel moved. And I feel that I am very moved by this Bible verse and the Lord is speaking to me through it. But when you read Matthew chapter
1,
where it records the genealogy of Christ, I have seldom heard people read Matthew chapter 1 and feel very moved by the genealogy. But then I ask, is Christ's genealogy God's word?
It is.
And we cannot base ourselves on the moving that we feel. And if we want to understand God's will, we have to read the entirety of the Bible. And the important question we have to ask is what does the Bible say? And every time you face the crossroad of life, you ask, what does the Bible say? What does the Bible say? And if it is not against the teachings of the Bible, you may proceed with your choice. A man marrying a woman, that's fine.
Sorry, the Bible doesn't say that.
But the Bible says no to a man marrying a man.
So,
what does the Bible say about having a mistress? No. How about a second wife?
这位
May you marry a second time?
可能
You could.
那头一个没死去
If your first wife has passed,
你会娶第二个
You may marry again.
你不会讲上司娶两个的会做
But you may not commit bigamy.
你别讲，我圣经完整都真清楚
Oftentimes, the Bible presents us very clear principles.
所以呢，咱叫什么？叫上帝的。
And we have to let God's will be the basis of our decisions.
然后我相信你行的路，上帝祝福。
And then God will bless the path you take.
好不，兄弟姊妹。
All right, brothers and sisters.
做代志的根据，决定的根据，不是利益。
The basis of our decisions should not be personal benefit.
咱所做的根据是上帝旨意。
The basis of our choices should be God's will.
有可能你行这条路。你一开始无利益。
Maybe the path you're on doesn't feel very beneficial.
但是你到路尾，我跟你讲，这个是好的。
But in the end, it is the good way.
因为神会得到荣耀。
When God is glorified.
人得到益处。
When people are edified.
当你以自己的利益的做标准。
Because when we act according to our personal benefits.
可能到路尾，神为荣耀，人为益处。
We can end up not glorifying God and not edifying other people.
All
right, brothers and sisters.
马来文兄弟姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters of UECM.
咱今年是祈祷
We are talking about prayer this year.
明年要读圣经
We're talking about reading the Bible next year.
唔当今年祈祷无读圣经
Don't just pray and not read the Bible this year.
开始读圣经好不？
Start reading your Bible already.
你就知影上帝心
That you may know the will of God.
撒个祈祷
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father.As we face life's decisions, big and small, in our career, in our studies, in our personal lives, in our families, we pray, Lord, that you will give in us a heart that yearns to do your will. Mold our values, mold our worldview, mold our perspectives, that we may align with you. May we stop seeking the approval of the world,or the gains of our material circumstances, but may we seek above all your heart. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.